Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Tuesday. How the heck are you? We're going to stay on New Zealand in this segment. Then I want to take you back up to Connecticut for some developments in that Connecticut case. I want to make sure that you have an understanding of what's going on with Remington and Sandy Hook and the lawsuit and what steps are going to occur next and why this is so important as we continue the discussion here on Armed American Radio, that every other radio station and listen and talk host that you've been listening to today has not talked about. I don't know about you, but I used to drive around as a sales rep for a long time in my car listening to talk radio all day. By about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was pretty much hearing the same thing, the same subject du jour, with just a different few talking heads. And I got a little bit tired of it. It was nice to be able to find something that I could take a break with, and hopefully that's what you find with Armed American Radio, is a break from listening to the same punditry talking about the same discussion that you heard when you watched a morning show before you got ready to go to work, then when you heard all day long on talk radio, and then you're going to hear when you come home today on all of the opinion shows and everything else, the same crap all day. Hopefully you feel the same way I do about this program, that it's a break from that, because there are things going on behind the scenes relative to this cultural war, this culture war, this fight for your freedom that you have to know about. And it is bad. It is huge. Not enough people are talking about it, hence why we're here, and I will be talking about it today. Let me go back to New Zealand. Why is New Zealand, when is there any more news coming out of New Zealand yet? Not right now, but there will be. And the news that comes out of New Zealand is going to jumpstart again what we're going to see in this country and the calls for what we're going to see in this country from those people who hate our freedom. It's not just our right to bear arms. These people hate our right to free speech. They hate our right to, talk about what we want. They want to shut us down on campuses. It's not just our right to bear arms, but we can get to all of that through the right to bear arms because it is this one right that they hate more than any other. And it kind of branches off from there. So New Zealand, let's go back to that for just a moment. Newsweek, if you heard me talking this week, I'll get to Newsweek in just a second, because I mentioned a few people this week who I had quoted were turning in their guns. And it kind of brought Angry Mark out briefly. And I sit there and I look at this and I think, what is this person doing? And you've got to step back and you've got to analyze, why would someone turn in their lawfully owned gun that they use, in the case I'm talking about now, is the individual, the farmer, for pest control and rodent control, which is what the guns are great for, among many other things, as well as home defense and self-defense. Why would you feel it necessary to turn in your gun that you will not be using in a crime because some radical who you've never met used a similar gun, or any gun for that matter, to commit a horrendous, horrific crime? Why would you do that? Stop there for just a moment. We'll get back to that. Many of the people that were quoted, that I quoted, and I believe there were two or three of them, were original quotes taken by the AP, I guess, out of a Newsweek article. And the individual that I'm referencing now is an individual by the name of, I believe his name is John Hart. John Hart was the farmer. And he said, and I quoted this tweet a few days ago, "Until today, I was one of the New Zealanders who owned a semi-automatic rifle. On the farm, they are a useful tool in some circumstances, but my convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse." I wonder if John Hart drives to get from point A to point B in New Zealand. Because if he does, I wonder if he would say, or has said, or has gotten rid of his automobile in the past when it was used, for example, in mowdown attacks in this country and throughout Europe, where dozens and dozens and dozens of people have been killed and slaughtered, such as what we saw in France, for example. Did he say, "My car is extremely useful. It is a useful tool for me to get from point A to point B, but my convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse, so I turned it in to the government"? This is the type of logic of the people that we're talking about. It's illogic, right? It's not logic at all. What he said when he turned in his rifle was completely irrational and illogical. It makes no sense whatsoever. But his is a great quote to open with today, because I want to read you a comment from an individual who, coincidentally, his name is John Farmer. You can't make that stuff up. It's like the guy that Fox was reporting, Mr. Sober, S-O-B-E-R, who was arrested down in Florida for a DUI. Florida, man, you just keep handing it to us, don't you? Here's what Steve Farmer, I know, sober, drug DUI. Steve Farmer is the guy who I don't know how that happens. I really don't. How many times have I given you names over the years of that had something to do with the story? It's crazy. And some of them have been laughable and some of them have been almost scary. They fit so well. You know, names like, you know, the guy arrested for breaking into someone's house, his name is John Burglar or something like that. But I digress. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about now. Just the name Farmer and John Hart uses his gun on the farm, you know. It's funny how that works. So Steve Farmer. So Steve Farmer says, in response to a question on the Newsweek article, and the Newsweek article, by the way, was titled, and this is important, we should start back here, New Zealand gun owners are voluntarily handing over semi-automatic rifles to the police. We don't need these in our country. I told you yesterday and the day before, what, they can't find anybody who is against the what is going to be the banning of semi-automatic rifles? Of course they can. They just don't want to report it, particularly here in the U.S., because of what they're getting ready to do when that declaration from the New Zealand government comes down, which we expect it to in the coming days. There will be more on that when it happens. Let's go back now. That's the title of the piece. And in that piece, three different people were quoted turning in their firearms. Three. Out of a country of millions. Three. And Newsweek would have you believe, again, the power of the media, New Zealand gun owners are voluntarily handing over semi-automatic rifles to police. We don't need these in our country. What that headline should say is three New Zealand gun owners voluntarily handed over their semi-automatic rifles to police. That's what that headline should have read. This is why we talk about this stuff, because this is the way I want you to think when you read this garbage all day long. But let's go back now that we've set this up. John Hart, the farmer, turned in his rifle, semi-automatic rifle, admittedly a very useful, convenient tool for use on his farm. But, and he said, and I quote, and I'll quote him one more time, his convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse. We don't need these in our country. Now let's go to the comment from an individual by the name of John Farmer, who was responding to someone who said, you know, it's interesting. Out of all the documents shown in this article, basically, none of them show, all they show is the firearm maker model. Everything else is blacked out. I don't even know if this is true. How gullible is the news media these days? First of all, Newsweek is not the news media, but I had to say that. Steve Farmer's response was, the gullible one is the one that questions this is happening. I bet you that New Zealand enacts laws similar to those in Australia within 2 weeks of this happening. Stop right there. Wow. Boy, that's a great prophetic statement from somebody who was told by the prime minister that was exactly her intention. So not a real prophecy there by a brilliant individual. He's just repeating what he heard. However, I digress. These people find that a single mass shooting is too much and would rather give up some freedom to ensure the safety of the majority of their countrymen. It is called being selfless. That is something that many gun owners refuse to do. Do something that will improve the life of the majority of Americans. It is just another form of greed in the United States. Another form of greed in the United States. Did you catch that? And it is what is going to cause so many problems in the future. Add that to the fact that many Americans want to blame others for issues they brought about themselves. Jobs going to the undocumented. just the use of the word undocumented tells you pretty much everything you need to know about this commenter, doesn't it? And if you haven't figured that out yet, you know I'm going to tell you in the next segment, right? And Americans want to blame for issues they brought about themselves. Jobs going to the undocumented, drugs being brought into the U.S., you name it. And we are in for a world of hurt unless we change our ways. Did you listen to all of that? We're going to cover that when I come back. There's enough meat there for 2 hours of radio, but I'll just use it for a half hour today. Then we'll go into Connecticut. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. Going to be a fun show today. Lots of meat out there. I'll be back. Don't go away. Attention, American patriots. This is your last chance to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market. I've teamed up with the USCCA to give you seven chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very gun. But it all ends this week. After Friday, March 22nd, this gun will be gone. So which 1911 are you winning? Remember, here are the hints. It's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARM to 87222 right now to reveal this gun. And instantly lock in your seven free chances to win. That's ARM to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But you need to hurry, because this giveaway ends this Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARM to 87222 right now for the official rules, and lock in your seven entries before it's too late. Text ARM to 87222. That's ARMED to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow, and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Hi, Mark Walters here. Let me tell you, my Pillow Dream Sheets, they're the real deal. They look good and they feel great, which means for me an even better night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, or call 800-978-9358, and you will get 30% off plus free shipping. Use promo code AAR, 30% off and free shipping.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back at this. Let's go back to this New Zealand story, the piece from Newsweek that some of the comments other news organizations took out of Newsweek are using in some of their stories, the AP being one of them. And one of them was that commentary or that tweet by John Hart, who willfully gave it in. We'll go back to the headline quickly from the Newsweek piece, because it is important. This is misleading as all get out, and this is why you got to pay attention to this stuff. It's why I'm here. It's what I do. New Zealand gun owners are voluntarily handing over semi-automatic rifles to police. We don't need these in our country. Now, AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News rightfully reported that they could only find three. He and I discussed that off air. We thought it was rather interesting that Newsweek, who hates your gun rights, by the way, could only find three. But they couldn't find anybody else to report on. Well, of course they can. They don't want to. Because the premise of the story is convincing Americans in Newsweek magazine that New Zealand gun owners are voluntarily handing over their semi-automatic rifles to police because we don't need these in our country. What is that implying? That Newsweek wants you to do the same. It's shaming Americans. Newsweek's headline yesterday is shaming America, and it's designed to do that. Why won't you do that, American gun owner? Why won't you be, as the commenter said at the bottom, as selfless as these New Zealanders? Why won't you be like John Hart, who admits that on his farm they're useful tools, but his convenience doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse? His convenience to drive somewhere shouldn't then outweigh the risk of misuse for cars used in crimes, whether it be to drive someone in a getaway vehicle to a bank robbery or a carjacking situation, any carjacking situation. Or for that matter, he ought to feel the exact same way any time a vehicle is used for an IED, some explosion somewhere else, or to be used to run into hundreds of people in France and kill, what, 80 people or some garbage like that? Does John Hart feel the same way that his useful tool, his convenient tool, somehow his convenience of using it doesn't outweigh the risk of misuse by others? He could say that about anything. Every knife he has at home, every baseball bat, if he has one. I don't know what games they play down in New Zealand, what Kiwis play. I have no idea. They play Kiwi? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't really care. I'm not there to watch it. I'm sure they like soccer. I don't. So there. So I'm being honest. I really don't care. You'll always get the truth from me. You'll always get the truth. So this illogical statement from him is a sense of guilt. John Hart feels guilty that he possesses something that could be used by someone bad to do bad things. Only because he feels like, well, you know, I got this gun, but I don't really need it. But he doesn't feel that way about his car. Do you see where I'm going with this? Because you see, I feel the way John feels about his car, about my guns. That's why I will never turn them into anyone ever. Because my right to own them does outweigh the risk that some lunatic might use the same type of gun that I own to commit a horrendous crime. Because that is nowhere near my responsibility. I'm not responsible for that action. Do you see how we're going to go into Connecticut with this? Do you see how this all works? Do you see the segue here? It's magical, isn't it? We're going to Connecticut in the next segment. But do you see what I just did? Right? Because they're trying to sue Remington out of business. Do you see that? It's not hard to do. You see, John doesn't really care about his guns. He doesn't care. He's got one. It's convenient. But he's, you know, kind of a liberal guy because most New Zealanders are, right? That's what we're being told. He doesn't really need it. It's convenient. But, oh, man, did you see what that guy did with something like what I have? I don't even want to be associated with that. But he doesn't mind being associated with the same type of truck or automobile that was used to mow down 60 people or 50 people, or that maybe Timothy McVeigh used. Maybe it was the same truck he rented to do some work on his farm. He doesn't have a problem with that, even though it was packed with fertilizer explosives and blew up and killed 134 people and maimed dozens and dozens of children and killed dozens of children. He doesn't care about that because he needs his car. He's not willing to give that up, even though it can be used by bad people to do bad things. He needs his car. I need my guns, and I'm not giving them up. Ever. To anybody. Never. And I have a right to own them. But it's more than that. I carry my gun as a tool for self-defense. That's what I need it for. And that's why I'll never give it to some politician, ever. I need my gun for self-defense. Oh, you do not. I've used a gun for self-defense, clown. You want to say that again? Oh, you do not. I used a gun to defend myself. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger, but I would have. So, yeah, I do. And the fact that you haven't, I'm very happy for. I hope to God you never find yourself in that situation. But I've written books about people who have found themselves in situations that didn't have a gun when they wish they did. And I hope that doesn't turn out to be you. And the same goes for John Hart. The same guy that feels so guilty that he could even own and possess this thing, but not where, you know, it doesn't matter that the same make of automobile he uses is used by drunk drivers to kill families around the world every single day. Horrific stories. That doesn't bother John because he needs his car. It's not just convenience to him. He needs it. You see? Same thing, isn't it? Oh, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. It's fascinating how we can tie all this together. See, these liberals have no convictions whatsoever. None. If John were honest at his core about his statement about convenience outweighing risks and all this other liberal guilty trash that he is spitting or feels, and he doesn't even know he's doing it. He is doing it because this instance made him feel guilty because he happens to have a firearm, a semi-automatic scary firearm. Oh my gosh. But he's not, these liberals don't have convictions. Because if that were true, he would give in his car. He wouldn't use his car. He would find another way. He'd work his way right back to the Stone Age, but he won't. He'll choose to use the things that he finds convenient, and then he'll turn in the ones he doesn't because he feels guilty. There's no conviction here. The same thing. Oh, you're stretching out. No, I'm not. Just like when we talked about that bonehead in Connecticut, Chris Murphy, yesterday. Remember this? Well, if you don't, I'll remind you. How about this? Chris Murphy says nobody needs an AR-15 to hunt. I don't care what Chris Murphy thinks. I've hunted with my AR-15. Chris Murphy doesn't know what he's talking about. Oh, and by the way, Chris Murphy, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It has to do with protecting us from you. And it also has to do with protecting myself from criminals. Now, I'm going to run out of time in this segment, but I'm going to go back to this. So I'll take this conversation into the next segment, then I'll go into Connecticut in segment 4. And that's okay. I can do that because it's my show and this stuff is way too important. So I'm going to come back from the break and I'm going to start with no convictions whatsoever and Chris Murphy. And I'm going to prove how he and other liberals like John Hart don't have any convictions. It's all bunk. We'll be back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, your time to pick up the USCCA giveaway, the 7 chances that the United States Concealed Carry Association is giving you to win those 7 chances, to win that $1,123 is, well, let's just say it's fading quickly. Today is Tuesday. This promotion ends on Friday, so you've only got just a few days here left. It ends on Friday the 22nd, then it will be gone. The USCCA wants to give you $1,123, 7 chances. To win $1,123 to pick up the 1911, one of the most popular concealed carry 1911s on the market, night sights, G10 grips, flat dark earth or FDE finish, some of you know that as. If you want to see it for yourself and you want to get the 7 chances and unlock them, you have until the 22nd to text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D to 87222, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Do it now. It will reveal the gun. You'll instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win. It's painless. It doesn't cost a thing. There's no obligation whatsoever, but you need to hurry. The promotion ends Friday the 22nd, my dad's 80th birthday. God bless him. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Good luck. Write me at mark@armedamericanradio.org for anything. Let me know you love me. Let me know you hate me, but particularly if you win this thing, and several of you have done that recently. Text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. To go back to the previous segment, tying all of this together is very easy to do. And I said, did you catch what I was doing here? Did you see where I was going with? I'm not responsible for the actions of a criminal. John Hart, the New Zealand farmer whose gun is convenient, but he doesn't really feel the need to have it anymore, feels that he is somehow responsible by virtue of the fact that he owns something similar that someone bad would use. But he doesn't feel that way about his car because he needs his car. You see, that's conviction. If he felt that way and he had true convictions, he'd give up his car, too. And I was picking on Chris Murphy because he's so fun to pick on, and he's such a sleazebag. These people are sleazy. These people who tell you these things are lying through their teeth. They are so dishonest at their core. I don't care if they're Republicans, Democrats. It doesn't matter what they are. This happens to be a Democrat, and it's gun control. The two go hand in hand. Chris Murphy has no convictions. That's what I was telling you before we went to a break, and I'll prove it to you. That's what I said I would do, and I'm going to do it. It's real simple to do. Chris Murphy says an AR-15 has no place. It's not for hunting. No one needs one for hunting. Chris Murphy doesn't know anything about hunting, and he doesn't know anything about AR-15 or what I choose to use to hunt. I have hunted with an AR-15. Chris Murphy needs to be reminded that the Second Amendment ain't about hunting. But Chris Murphy already knows that. He just doesn't care because he has a political agenda. And he goes on to tell you that the only people that will miss these lethal killing machines are the criminals who need them. The criminals are the only ones who need them to kill lots of people at the same time. Therefore, we don't need them. That is Chris Murphy pushing to ban AR-15s. The reason we're staying on the New Zealand topic for a while, and will over the next few days, is because that New Zealand Prime Minister is going to announce a semi-automatic ban of firearms. And when that happens, the Chris Murphys and the gun grabbers in this country who are already out are going to come flying out of the closet, and it's going to be all over the news in America. And I say news with quotes. And you see Chris Murphy back to having no convictions because that's what he's planning on doing. That's his setup. That's his individual setup. Nobody needs these. Let's wait and see what happens in New Zealand. They're going to ban them, and then boom, we're going to come out. That's what we need to do in this country. New Zealand is setting an example for the rest of the world. That's what they're going to say. But Chris Murphy, and here's the proof that just blows him right out of the water, apparently doesn't feel the same way about Glock handguns, does he? Well, of course he does. He just hasn't gotten there yet. The first tool that they want to go after is the AR-15. But Chris Murphy, if he had any convictions, would be saying it right now about we need to ban all semi-automatic firearms. Because Chris Murphy, as I mentioned earlier this week, needs to be reminded that Shuang Wei Cho used a Glock 19 handgun, which I have and carry on a regular basis, to murder over 30 people in Virginia Tech. And Chris Murphy knows it. Chris Murphy also knows that the vast majority of murders in America, including quote-unquote mass killings that they like to exploit, are committed by people with handguns. And Chris Murphy knows that. But why is he focusing on the AR-15? You see, this is where we're going to, this is the dynamic that's in play here. I think we're going to see a paradigm shift. Let me explain what I mean by that. Chris Murphy and the rest of the gun grabbers are always coming. Their favorite tool is the AR-15. That's their favorite whipping boy. They want to go after the AR-15. They won't be successful, but they're going to continue to try. They could be successful. I shouldn't say that. They could. A lot of things can change in elections, so they could be. But why aren't they mentioning the other handguns right now? Well, Chris Murphy would love to go after all semi-automatic firearms because that would give him and his party absolute power when they finally win the White House again and control both houses of Congress, wouldn't it? Imagine that, a disarmed populace and the Socialist Party in total control. Wow, you think they're out of the closet now? You ain't seen nothing until those ingredients get in the pot, right? But we'll digress there and go back there later if and when that ever happens. But for now, Chris Murphy is not going after Glocks because they want to demonize the AR-15 because it's easy to do now, particularly after New Zealand. But here's the paradigm shift. After New Zealand bans all semi-autos, they're not just looking at banning a particular rifle. New Zealand is expected to ban civilian possession of all semi-automatic handguns, rifles, period, all of them, all semi-automatics. That's what we're expecting to hear from New Zealand. That's when you're going to see some of, and I've been right every single time I've told you these things. Every single time I've made these predictions over the years, I have been right 100% of the time. It's not going to change now. You are now going to see, while they're whipping up on the AR-15 and have been as their semi-automatic rifle of choice, I told you they were going to begin doing that. That's why they begin demonizing the phrase semi-automatic. We saw that one coming, didn't we? That was intentional. I told you, watch what happens. Now they're going to come after semi-automatic rifles, and they do. This one also is easy to pick. Because the moment New Zealand's prime minister says, we have banned all semi-automatic rifles in New Zealand, the moment she does that and announces it's official, Newsweek is going to heap tremendous amount of praise. They won't be able to find anybody out there that doesn't agree. There will be some outlets that do, but they will be few and far between, and they won't be reported here in the United States media. And the entire shift will be towards not just the AR-15, but the paradigm shift here in America will now be all semi-automatics. And who do you think from the gun ban left who has been telling us for years, nobody wants to take your guns. You're just a bunch of paranoid, bunch of gun nuts. All we want is common sense gun safety reform measures. You think they're going to disagree with the sentiment coming from their friends in the leftist progressive media after they make that shift and begin going after all semi-automatics? Of course they're not going to disagree with it because they really, truly do want your guns. You see how easy this is? Next segment, we're going to go after Connecticut. But before I do that, I want to go back to that individual and spend a little bit of time on the commenter in the Newsweek piece. This farmer guy, John Farmer. What was his name? John Farmer, right? Let's go back to, was it John Farmer? Yeah, let me find him real quick. Steve Farmer. I don't want to get his name wrong. It's Steve Farmer. He says we're gullible to believe that some people believe that this isn't happening. I bet you that NZ, New Zealand, enacts laws similar to those in Australia within 2 weeks of this happening. Woo, that was a big prophetic statement, being that they've told you they were going to do that. These people find that a single mass shooting is too much and would rather give up some freedom to ensure the safety of the majority of their countrymen. Now, we go right back to the farmer again on this statement, John Hart. How does my getting rid of anything in my home, I don't care if it's an automobile, I don't care if it's one of my firearms, that both of which I use for personal use, how is that going to do anything to ensure the safety of the majority of my countrymen? Do you become safer because I turned in my gun to be destroyed? Do you in Kansas or Florida or Washington or Texas or Oregon, listening to me now, or California, do you become safer because I did that? Of course not. Of course not. My personal use of anything doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the commentary from Steve Farmer. Then I want to segue back over to Connecticut because it's just too important. Back right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Let's move quickly. Don't forget to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 for your seven chances. Unlock those seven chances to win. To win the most concealable 1911 or popular concealable 1911 on the market. Valued at $1,123. USCCA wants to give it to you, but you got to visit ARMED. Text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Text the word ARMED to 87222. By the way, Tracy Leach, I have not heard from you yet. You have until tonight at 10:58 p.m., 10:52 p.m. Eastern Time today to let me hear from you at mark@armedamericanradio.org, or I am going to have to give that gun box to somebody else the following Sunday. I need to hear from you, not on Facebook, not on Twitter, but I need to hear from you at mark@armedamericanradio.org. Tracy, don't let that beautiful gun box slip through your fingers. The rest of you who want another opportunity are probably hoping that I don't hear from you. That's okay. This is America. So I hope to hear from you, and I know most of them hope that we hear from you also. But if not, everybody else is going to get another chance, and we're going to extend it out, okay? Please, Tracy Leach from Colorado, reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will put you in touch and ship you your new beautiful gun box. Don't let that slide by you. All right. I got an email already from Jason Peters, who doesn't tell me where he's from. He says, Mark, tell me, how do you know the writer from the comment section at Newsweek is a liberal? Jason Peters. I'll tell you how. Because of his use of the phrase undocumented. They brought about themselves. Americans want to blame others for issues they brought about themselves. And in parentheses, he puts jobs going to the undocumented. No conservative calls anybody that's here illegally in this country other than an illegal criminal alien undocumented. That's what the liberals do. That's how you know. You also know that because he's talking about being selfless, because he believes in no uncertain terms that by giving up our freedom, we are being selfless. These people find that a single mass shooting, meaning New Zealanders, Kiwis, is too much and would rather give up some freedom to ensure the safety of the majority of their countrymen. Giving up your freedom does not ensure the safety of anybody. In fact, it puts it at greater risk because you are now leaving your country defenseless. And Steve Farmer doesn't get it because Steve Farmer is acting on emotion. He is feeling. He's not thinking. Jason, it's a great email. Simple answer. Because he basically tells us. Oh, and he also mentions that we need to change. So there you have it with Steve Farmer. Let's go back to Connecticut. Connecticut, what is happening in this lawsuit, we're going to pay very careful attention to. However, this is going to drag on for quite some time because Remington is no doubt going to, if they haven't already, appeal this decision by the Connecticut State Supreme Court to the Supreme Court to have this overturned. Essentially, what happened is the PCLAA, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the PLCAA, has essentially protected Remington from everything, from Sandy Hook people coming after them. And we'll go right back to that car, that farmer. You see how we did that? That's how we segue. We don't go after automobile manufacturers. I guess John Hart would have no problem with that, as long as it's not his automobile, because he needs his. You see? There's no conviction there. He doesn't feel that way. He's just knee-jerking. He's not thinking. He's feeling. Don't be a feeler. Be a thinker. So that's exactly what we don't do in America, is go after the manufacturer of the automobile, just like we don't go after the manufacturer of the firearm for its criminal misuse. But there's a nuance here. Virtually everything was thrown out. The lower court judge had thrown out the case and says, no, Remington is protected by the protection afforded to it by the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, the PLCAA. We can't. We're not going forward. Of course, the Sandy Hook group appealed, went up to the state Supreme Court, Connecticut State Supreme Court, basically agreed with the lower federal judge and said, yeah, that's true, except for one thing, and the advertising. And they're claiming that the advertising was so enticing to Adam Lanza that that's why he chose that Bushmaster. Now, that's going to be a stretch because I can tell you right now why he chose that Bushmaster. Because that's the gun that was available to him to use to murder his mother that he could get his hands on. He was not thinking about an advertisement. And it will not be hard for Remington to make that case, but it will cost them a ton of money to do it. But it's bigger than that. Because the left is already salivating. What happens next? What are we going? Can we finally bring the gun industry down? So let's go back to the car. Let's go back to the automobile industry, who we don't sue out of business because of the actions of a drunk driver. It is a 100% complete, total, legitimate, 100% complete, total, legitimate comparison. 100%. We do not, and we can pick any product, but we pick automobiles because most of us have cars. Why? Because we need our cars. While they are convenient, we also need them in today's mobile society. And because we need them, we understand logically that we don't attack the people who make them because of the actions of a driver. Just like we don't do the same thing with the firearm. Unless you hate firearms, and unless you're like John Hart, who, while you may think firearms might be convenient, even the one you own, you don't really need it because you haven't had to use it to defend your life yet. So you're going to just give it up, or you're okay with them being sued out of business because, well, you don't really need it. And the hell with the 100+ million of Americans, including myself, who do need it. And I do need it. And you can't tell me I don't. I don't care who you are. I don't care what it says on your business card. You don't tell me what I need and what I want in America. But they're salivating because they are now thinking, man, maybe, maybe, even because this case is just alive on that one basis, the advertisement, we can finally bring down this PLCAA. My prediction to you, they will fail. It is not going to happen. It won't happen. But what should concern you more than anything else is the fact that there are millions of Americans who are incredibly well-funded that don't care about bringing down an American business, that don't care about what you need, that don't care about your rights, that don't care about freedom, that agree with Steve Farmer that you should feel compelled to give up some of your freedoms for what they tell you is for everyone's safety and security, that you have to give up, that they expect you to give up freedoms. Once you start giving up your freedoms, they will expect you not to stop. They will move to something else. And that should concern you more than anything else. That should override anything else we've talked about today, because that is their goal, is to convince you. And there are people out there like Steve Farmer who believe that, and I just disproved him with one simple statement. Is Steve Farmer safer because I gave up my gun? My gun's not being used to commit any crime. No, he doesn't even know I have one. If Steve Farmer didn't know I had one and then I gave one up, would he go, whoo, man, I feel safer knowing that you don't have that? He could say that about anything, couldn't he? He could say that his children, maybe Steve Farmer doesn't like his kids riding bikes because he's afraid they're going to fall in a ditch and hurt their heads and have medical problems for the rest of their lives. Would Steve Farmer feel safer knowing that I gave up my children's bikes? Would that make him feel safer and his children? Let me end it with this, a verified quote, and I want you to remember this, to take this home with you today, from Ben Franklin. And don't ever forget this, because there are people in this country who want to destroy you. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Take that one to the bank from Franklin. And I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.